This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The 2024 race for the White House ramps up as Vice President Kamala Harris accepts the Democratic Party's nomination for president. The AP's Sagar Magani on what she said last night.
Donald Trump is an unserious man. But the consequences of putting Donald Trump back in the White House are extremely serious.
Harris says the nation has a precious and fleeting chance to move past bitterness and cynicism and unite on a new way forward.
None of us has to fail for all of us to succeed.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Vice President Harris promised to strengthen U.S. relationships with NATO allies and said the U.S. has to continue to support Ukraine. She also vowed to work to end the war in Gaza. Former Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, a Republican and a critic of Donald Trump, was also on the stage last night in Chicago.
Some have questioned why I've taken the stand I have. The answer is really simple, ladies and gentlemen. We must put country first. And tonight, as a Republican speaking before you, I'm putting our country first.
The UN says Israeli evacuation orders in Gaza have displaced 90% of its more than 2 million residents since the Israel-Hamas war began. Fed Chair Jerome Powell's speech this morning is being closely watched for any idea of how quickly and how deeply the Fed may cut interest rates. Mother Nature's expected to let Hawaii have it this weekend. A tropical storm's expected to have strong winds and heavy rain. Gas is down to $3.37 a gallon as you start your weekend. This is AP News. A decision on a Pennsylvania teacher's constitutional rights.
A federal jury says a Pennsylvania school district violated a teacher's constitutional rights by falsely suggesting that he took part in the U.S. Capitol riot on January 6, 2021. Jurors found that the Allentown School District retaliated against Jason Moorhead when it suspended him after the deadly insurrection in Washington. Moorhead attended Donald Trump's Stop the Steal rally, but says he never got closer than a mile to the Capitol. Jurors decided that the school district should pay Moorhead $125,000 for economic damages. The jury also found that two school board members acted maliciously or wantonly and ordered them to pay punitive damages. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This morning, Italian rescuers brought ashore the body of the final missing person who was on that yacht that sunk off Sicily. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.